Throughout the past decade, the Philippines has witnessed a transformative wave in the way news is reported, stories are shared, and sports events are covered. Traditional roles once held by reporters and sportscasters have seen a paradigm shift with the advent of artificial intelligence. Today, we navigate the intricate web of algorithms and data-driven journalism, exploring the consequences and opportunities arising from the integration of AI in the media landscape. From breaking news to live sports commentary, AI has become an impactful force in the industry. As we traverse this digital frontier, we'll examine the implications of AI's role in replacing manpower in journalism, creating new challenges for media practitioners, and providing positive advancements in the realm of reporting and sports analysis in the Philippines. This is Marit Samson.
Welcome to On Point, the Guidance Podcast arm, where we engage in conversations with experts on issues both within and beyond Loyola. Today, we will be speaking to an expert and practitioner in the field of journalism who will provide insights into this fascinating intersection of mankind, technology, and media. He is none other than sports anchor, writer, and producer, Migs Gomez. Join us as we dive into deeper discussions by reflecting on the journey of AI in the Philippine media landscape and the undeniable changes it has introduced. In the end, the question remains, is AI an enemy or an ally? Together with Marit Samson, this is Jel Braganza. Let's go On Point.
All right. Thank you so much, Sir Migs Gomez, for accepting our invite to join us for today's episode of On Point. How yes. are you today, naman,
sir? Well, first of all, thank you, Jel. Thank you, Marit, for having me. I'm very happy to be here. This is a nice place, by the way, to be in Ateneo. It's really nostalgic. I'm very excited to have this conversation with you. Anytime I get to share what I know and learn from you guys as well, it's a wonderful opportunity. So I'm very excited.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We are very honored to have a veteran in the industry today because what we're going to talk about is very relevant nowadays. It's very urgent, actually. And speaking of our topic for today, I just want to ask, sir, what you have been up to lately, and we just want to know how's the industry been and what are your recent experiences with it?
Well, I'm focused on sports anchoring nowadays. My days as a writer-producer have been gone for like 2 years now. I learned a lot through that experience, so I bring all of them, the lessons I've learned while I'm anchoring, because it still is the same industry. It's basically the same team on broadcast. I've been doing a lot of leagues lately. So in basketball, I do MPBL, and I do a lot of volleyball leagues, the UAAP, PVL, Spikers Turf, even the PNBF Champions League. So that's really where I'm focused right now.
Very booked and busy, especially that the UAAP volleyball season just started, right?
Yeah.
It's just a week in, but we've seen a lot of great storylines develop already in the UAAP. Both men's and the women's, by the way, we have to acknowledge the fact that men's volleyball is an underrated thing in the Philippines. If you actually get to witness it, it's such a fun sport, at least a division to watch.
I couldn't agree more. There are so many underrated sports or divisions in sports that are just as interesting as the ones featured on mainstream media. And it's good that you pointed that out because you've been in the industry for quite a while, sir, and basically experienced it all. However, the media is still an ever-changing landscape with new innovations and such. With that in mind, we want to ask you, as a journalist, what are the recent major changes you have experienced in your industry with regards to technological advancements such as artificial intelligence or AI?
I'll be honest with you, in our production so far, we haven't had any AI involvement. Mm-hmm. I've heard and I've seen a sample from other networks, from other quantities, but I don't really have a direct exposure to it. But from what I've seen on social media, of course, it's interesting. We always welcome in new developments in our industry, in our line of work. It makes us excited. It makes us, or it allows us to be on our toes each and every time to keep on learning. So in terms of interest, of course, our eyes are there and mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting on how it can develop. But as for now, I'd say it might be a bit too early to, you know, kind of conclude as to how impactful AI is in this moment.
Indeed, because, I mean, AI is something that is relatively new, especially in media, journalism, and even other industries. We haven't encountered it before, so it's quite tough to navigate.
Well, if you ask me, there is potential to it. Obviously, in this day and age, we rely a lot on technology. I myself am a graduate of electrical engineering, so you know I know that technological advancements are very important to our society. Maybe to aspects outside of sports, even more so compared to in my current industry. But again, we welcome it, these developments, these ideas, and let's see how far it will go.
Yeah, just like what you guys said, AI is very new and it is indeed too early to tell if it's good or what is the bad or the ugly sides of AI. But one thing for sure is that AI is here mm-hmm. and that it is affecting our industry, and we just have to, just like what you said, sir, we just have to remain open to the potential of AI affecting us. But I know that it's too early to tell how AI actually changes and affects our industry, but just so to know what you see in the future, how do you think AI can affect sports journalism in the Philippines? Like, what certain aspects of sports journalism needs AI, or what AI can improve in the industry?
Well, I can only speak for being an on-cam talent. So let's give an example, a courtside reporter, which is AI. You can always program something that would say the spiel that you would write, yeah. you know, allow that AI to have intonation, some modulation. I'm just really curious as to how far it can go in terms of emotion. The one thing that I think will be the biggest challenge for AI, because how can you actually replace natural reaction?
Yeah.
How can you actually replace the ever so flowing minds of sports journalists, of broadcasters, because you have to know that we think on the fly. We actually do not have scripts after the pregame. So if you watch a game, there's a whole pregame before the actual game. So we talk about the players, featured coaches, storylines, and then once the game starts, we're not holding anything besides our research. There's no script.
Yeah. So
we go from there. Even the questions that courtside reporters ask nowadays, they're not generated by a staff, unless you know they really have specific questions that they would like the courtside reporter to ask. But naturally, normally, it's that talent. Courtside himself or herself will have to come up with the questions and will have to come up with the way he or she will deliver that question.
Yeah, and the fact that you are in the sports industry, there's so much emotions going on behind every sports event, behind every sports competition. So if you're the reporter for that event, you need to be in tune or in sync with the crowd as well.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think what we sometimes forget is that sports journalism at its core is storytelling. And storytelling has a very human aspect to it. And AI can only do so much with that kind of storytelling. And we really need humans, like the heart of humans, the minds of humans, for that kind of storytelling in sports journalism.
Well, the way I see it is, imagine yourself right now. You, Jel, you married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're talking to a specific person, because you have to report about that person. If you still want to do AI, the information that you would get from that person would still have to be input to something else. You input that information to whatever machine so that it can be translated onto being an AI. So that would take time.
Yeah.
That would take effort. Nowadays, it's like a shortcut. To me, it's kind of confusing, because instead of making things faster and easier, it's like an extra step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? The potential, though, that I can imagine AI having is the fact that because it's machine-generated, then there won't be that possibility of distractions while you're doing the report, because it's already machine-generated. Automated na yan eh. Wala ka na magagawa eh. But then again, Are you willing to do that extra step?
Yeah, ika nga nila, it's an additional baggage to what you think is a convenience but might actually cause an inconvenience. However, like what you mentioned nga, Sir Migs, AI is here for us to use and for us to maximize as much as we can. So as a veteran in your field in the sports industry and broadcasting in general, how do you think AI technology will affect your personal work as a journalist? Since we've mentioned nga that there are some media organization that has started adapting to the use of AI. So do you see yourself maximizing this technology? Do you feel somewhat threatened by its existence?
This is the perfect question, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is the question that you have been waiting to ask for this whole podcast.
Giggle ako to know the answer for this question, actually.
I'll be honest, the first time that we saw it, of course, the first feeling, the initial feeling that you get to have is, oh, this is going to be our replacement. There you go. So you're using the word threat. I think it's a bit deep to use the word threat. That's why I keep on using the word interesting, no? Because it's interesting as to how far it can go, how far the potential would bring itself, no? But us, of course, because this is our way of living, we rely on it. We're very passionate about what we do. We enjoy it. We'd prefer that we would stay as the talents and not the AI to replace us, of course. I'm not too worried about it because I think it's, as I mentioned, it still is way too early. And I do really believe the fact that natural talent, natural reporting, natural anchoring, commentating still is the biggest offer that this industry can have in terms of the play-by-play, telling stories here and there.
So as a veteran journalist, you don't feel replaceable?
Well, the natural thing to do is believe in yourself. And
of
I
course.
Do believe in myself yes. as much as I believe in my colleagues as well. So I guess it's just early. We go back to it being early for me to feel that I can be replaced by AI.
Yeah.
We saw that AI thing, I think, last year.
Yeah, just last year.
Just last year. And I haven't seen any developments. Yeah. So, let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Personally, as a current communication major, it feels comforting to hear that reassurance from you that AI can never truly replace human work. Because when I saw the emerging AI reporters, I couldn't help but feel slightly disheartened and somewhat intimidated. Because compared to you, Sir Migs, a veteran in your field, we are still at the learning stage. In class, we learn media theories, communication strategies, and whatnot. Not to mention trying to gain experiences in hosting gigs like this, hoping that one day we'll reach a level like yours. So what you said was truly, truly empowering. It's that kind of faith in media practitioners and aspiring media practitioners such as ourselves that sustains the fire in journalism.
If I may, Jel and Marit, no?
Okay.
I'd like to ask you, the both of you, this question. Since this is a podcast, it's supposed to be free-flowing. Because I'm focused on cam.
Yeah.
I'm a talent myself. But AI will not only affect the people on cam. If you think about it, if you ask me, I actually think it would affect the off-cam people a lot more.
Yeah.
But I can't seem to picture how specifically it can affect you guys because I'm not in your position. Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned you're studying this field, you're studying every aspect that's going on from behind the camera. How do you think it will affect you guys as production people, as people on the other side of the camera?
All right,
Marit, would like to start.
Wait, that's actually very thought-provoking, huh?
I agree.
You can take your time if you want. We can get back to it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually a very interesting question. Kasi as a student,
yeah,
na nangangarap ka pa lang, natututo ka pa lang, nagde-decide ka pa lang kung ano yung gusto mong gawin in the future. And then all of a sudden, there is this thing affecting not just journalism, but all the other industries.
Exactly.
And actually, one of the biggest questions right now related to AI is, mawawalan ba ako ng trabaho because of AI? Is this job replaceable? Is this job AI doable? And a lot of people are scared and not just journalists. But as a student who is studying broadcast production and all that media stuff, ano, I don't feel threatened because I am intimidated because meron na namang bagong thing na kailangang matutunan.
Real.
But at the same time, I do not feel threatened kasi alam ko na meron pa rin akong magiging pwesto. Not nababago lang yung role, but like the role will always be there. Because just like what I've said kanina, communication, journalism, broadcasting, it's storytelling. And humans, we tell stories and nobody can tell a story like a human being. Because there's heart and there's emotions, just like what you said, Sir Mings.
Yes, exactly. And for me naman, I agree that we are intimidated.
Yeah,
since
we are
studying for the future. But then there's the future coming right at us.
Yes,
what
exactly
is this future? I don't know how to navigate this. This is something entirely new to me. It's not being taught in the classroom before. Just now, maybe, because we have started to learn more about it. But personally, I agree with what you said, Marit, that it cannot fully replace us or what we do. If you're into the storytelling aspect, I'm more into the rapport behind the camera or before the production. Because AI cannot establish relationships with your interviewees. AI cannot parang feel that strong emotion that you feel whenever you're watching a game. It does not have that same initiative to, oh, let's interview the person behind the camera. Let's interview the person who's not at a certain high level of authority. We know what to do when we're on the ground. And that's something that AI cannot fully do. Establish rapport and have that sense of human emotion.
And relationship.
And relationship. Yung connection na tinatawag.
Tsaka in a perspective of a student, it is a challenge. A challenge to do more, be more, give more. You know, so that we can prove ourselves that we are not replaceable by AI. We are here to stay. And of course, it makes us more motivated. Kumbaga, lalong umaalab yung apoy for journalism and to do what we do. Kumbaga, we listen to our gut and AI can't do that.
It seems like you two have a lot to talk about.
We do.
Okay, I'd like to respond by sharing my perspective as a former producer. So I also, once upon a time, was a talent in some way behind the camera. And the perspective was, how do you make your show look better, sound better? With what you said, it just made me realize that, okay, if you're a person working behind the camera and you still have that same purpose, the same mission, which is to make your show look and sound the best as possible, then I think the challenge would be, if you would be really pro AI, the challenge would be, how would you program the AI to have emotions? How would you program the AI to be able to activate the audience in a good manner? That might be the challenge in the future. Because right now, we're focused on what's in front of us. The people, the talents in front of us, the aspects like the props or maybe even the segments that we do in shows. But in the future, that makes us wonder, what if we just translate everything into AI? How do you make the AI as entertaining as possible?
I think in terms of talking about AI, their benefits, the challenges, people are really divided. Are you pro AI? Do you want it here? Do you want to use it as much as possible? Or are you a little bit doubtful of using AI na baka delikado na mapalitan tayo and baka masyado na tayo maging dependent sa AI? So I just want to ask, Sir Mix, do you think there is a right or wrong way of using AI in journalism, considering that it eliminates the humane aspect of storytelling and deprives people potential jobs?
Well, the fact that it's pre-generated, I think would make it safer because you get to filter. For example, this recording. Because it's recorded, it's not live, then you have a chance to take out the segments or the bits that you won't want to be included. That would be possible as well for AI because it's pre-generated, it's not live, it would be safer. That's to address the first aspect of the question. But in terms of being replaced, I myself, as an on-cam talent, I'm still confident, as I mentioned. It really is more of the off-cam, if you ask me. How can AI be utilized more by off-cam people? Or because right now, I just have this image that when you say AI, it's computer-generated commentators and courtside reporters. I'm sure there's more than that. There's more to that.
Yeah, I certainly agree with what you said, Sir Migs, na AI is something that will not easily replace us humans. I don't think it could ever will. However, it's still here. Mm-hmm. And we are still welcoming, sort of welcoming its arrival at our industry or whatever field we work in. And with that, you've also mentioned that you are an on-cam talent. But recently, these AI sportscaster also went on cam. Ayon, these AI sportscaster recently went on cam. And so with that, we want to ask you, with the launching of AI sportscasters in different fields, did you have any ethical concerns with this recent innovation?
My first impression was, oh, there's something new.
Yeah, okay.
Could this be the new us in the next coming years? And then I started to listen to it. And of course, because it's computer generated, the way that computer would speak felt a bit robotic, if not entirely robotic, which brings us back to emotion. So that being said, it's like it's a win for us as natural people doing the work. So I felt like, okay, this might just be an experimental thing. The way I saw it, kasi, it could have been just a bit that people did in order to kind of play with the minds of the audience.
Yeah.
Let's try something new and let's see how the audience would accept it. And I think naman that it really brought out the curiosity in the sports fans, in the sports community. But I think it also just stopped there. Ang ganda na lang muna siya eh. Curiosity siya. It's not like they implemented it on the broadcast already. Have you heard of sportscasters or courtside reporters, anchors, do a whole game that's AI?
No.
Napa, diba?
Humans will always be there.
Yeah, and hopefully they do not replace like whoever is there. Because right now, I like what I see. I like what I hear. I love everything I see on sports television, on the games, the emotions, the commentaries, especially what you do, sir. And with that, since we've mentioned that AI is here to stay, what is your message to future practitioners or those like us who are aspiring to thrive in the industry?
My number one advice would be, because this is the topic, let's keep our minds open. Let's keep on adapting, because you never know if this solution might actually offer the best potential. A lot of people can be traditional, can stick with what's working right now. But because of the emergence of social media, I think that would be the perfect example that everything is evolving. You know, if there's one thing in the world that doesn't change, it's change.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Everything is evolving and we just have to evolve with the world.
Exactly.
And I tell you, as a person in this industry for like 7 years already, our number one challenge to ourselves is how do we keep on improving? Because if we become stagnant and we're on air, people will feel it. People will hear it. Magsasawa sila sa amin. So I think it applies to everybody that we have to keep on growing. We have to keep our minds open. If it's AI, then okay, let's hear about it.
Yeah.
Let's be interested. And you never know. You never know. If AI actually becomes a hit, what if you find yourself having a job that has something to do with AI that you will eventually enjoy? You never know. Diba? So, tignan natin. Let's see.
That's a very great message for those who are aspiring to be in the field na. Instead of getting threatened or getting scared or intimidated, let's move to the positive side na. Oh, let's see. Let's see what this can bring. Let's see how this can change us, but like for the better. Because AI is so complex na. It can range from, wow, this is so efficient. This is so time-saving. To the other end of the spectrum. Now, oh my God, am I gonna be replaced? It's so complex like that. But it's also so new that we are very unfamiliar with it. But just like what you said, sir, instead of being threatened by it, let's see. Let's see what this can bring. Let's see how this can change us.
I couldn't agree more, Marit, because nowadays AI, it is really complex indeed. It's up to us how we'll maximize this new technology. We can use AI as some sort of assistance whenever we don't want to do some work, such as research that takes an immense amount of time, or just a helping hand, you know, to make our jobs easier and more convenient.
I have another question for you girls.
Okay. Okay, sir.
This is really my curiosity.
Okay.
So far, as students in this course or this degree program, Can you give me some specific AI developments that you have been encountering?
Oh. I have been encountering and using, of course, the most famous ChatGPT. It is a website. Like, it, you can talk to a computer. And then, for example, can you please give me information about this? Can, for example, can you list the top corporations in the Philippines? ChatGPT knows that. It's like you're talking to a computer. You ask them a question and then they give you the answers.
It's Siri.
Kind of like Siri. But like... chat.
Yeah, and also it has some sort of mind of its own. For example, you are writing this 1,000-word essay and you want to limit it to only 500 words. You can give some sort of prompt to crunch down the essay to a certain amount of words or to check your grammar. That's something that ChatGPT can do. And also to summarize a text that's really, really long and you don't want to read, it will give you this bullet points of the main ideas you can read in the text.
Some profs actually, they acknowledge the presence of AI and
encourage,
the academe, and they encourage, and then kapag alam naman nila na gumagamit ng AI yung mga students, and then they just say na just write sa paper nyo if you used AI in writing this paper and it's gonna be fine. Because okay, personally I don't feel guilty when I use ChatGPT because the ideas come from me. Okay, I am still at the heart of the story or the paper that I'm writing, and AI ChatGPT is just helping me.
And usually I use it for grammar purposes. And
grammar,
punctuation.
Tuwerte nyo ah, nowadays as students. Kami hanggang Google Translate lang kami from before. Okay, I'd like to respond with my perspective as a former engineering student.
Okay.
That's completely actually unrelated what you mentioned. No? It's a great example, but it's unrelated to what I'm doing as a sports anchor. But I actually see its relevance. Because nowadays, of course, your mindset would be, how do we make our lives easier? So, that's a perfect example. You have an automated website that would help you out with whatever information that you can get. It's basically like an improved web search. It's an improved Google search. So, if you think about it, it's not actually replacing a specific person who's telling you the information. It still is the same set of people. It may be the same set of people telling you the same information in just a different manner. So to them, it was just their way of adapting. That's their way of adapting. How do we make the lives of our audience easier? And in that case, it would be, there would be like a person that you're talking to, so that the information that you're receiving would be, would seem as if it's more natural to digest. You can also read that same information on the internet, in articles, like that. But because of our attention span nowadays, our level of patience, pag nagbabasa lang tayo ng article, we zone out eh. Normally, nowadays, gusto mo, perfect example, social media. Diba gusto mo, kapag, if you want to hear or learn about something, gusto mo video na, mabilis yung cuts. Yung TikTok cuts na sinasabi natin. May music, may subtitles. It's the same thing. You learn the same information, but it's a different medium. It's a more eye-catching medium. So if you ask me, in that context, I'm very pro AI because it will help us out in terms of learning in this world. Do you have another example?
Yeah, actually, we have been using AI where I work or where I intern currently because it's an advertising agency. And we maximize the use of AI, especially Midjourney. Midjourney is an AI tool that you can use to generate images naman. So if Marit's example was more on text, this one is more on the images. Because in the advertising world, usually when you have this idea or activation that you want to do, you cannot fully visualize it. You need to draw it pa. You need to get
a storyboard.
You need to get someone to create this storyboard or to create a sample piece. And that takes a lot of time for just one presentation. And if you have a lot of clients, then it's really going to take a lot of time and won't meet your deadline. So what Midjourney does is that you give prompts or certain words that you want the image to be or to turn out. For example, what we did recently for this workshop is for us to give a different twist to a certain Filipino movie poster. So what we did was we chose General Luna, and using Midjourney, we gave these specific prompts to turn General Luna into the opposite gender. So AI really did that. So it gave us this image of a woman right in the middle of a battlefield. And I mean, hindi siya exactly face ni John Arcilla.
Yeah, you just had to type woman, battlefield, those types of words.
Yeah, we typed that, but at the same time, we also looked for images in Google, parang pegs na we want the image to look like. So it's like mixing different images to create one big poster or image.
Okay, I love the fact that you gave us that example because it's quite contrasting to what we talked about with Marit here.
Yeah.
I mentioned with Marit's example that there doesn't seem to be any threat to any job, but yours does.
Graphic designers.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I think you need another guest here who's a graphic artist.
The creative industry.
This is such an interesting topic because it affects most fields that we're in.
Yeah, kapag AI talaga yung usapan kung saan-saan siya napupunta. And everything is important. Everything is relevant and it has to be talked about because it's a very unfamiliar ground. So kailangan talaga siyang pag-usapan so we can familiarize ourselves with
and
it.
Recently, I actually saw a video naman, sir. A video produced by AI, wherein AI can actually mimic certain celebrities and incorporate them into a video. There's this one example of Will Smith eating spaghetti. Now, Will Smith didn't actually eat spaghetti, but AI generated that image, that video produced.
There's also this AI technology called deepfake. You can put a certain person's face on another person's body, and it can seem realistic, and it's actually quite scary because it can be a source or it can be a tool for fake news.
Exactly. That's media related. I mean, we see this intense proliferation of fake news online. Nowadays, it's so easy to sit behind a screen and put ideas out there with a few clicks or keyboard typings. And circling back to our topic on AI ethical concerns, what are your thoughts about this? You, sir, being a Hermes or messenger of information.
Okay, my first reaction to that would be, how natural would those videos and photo look like? Because we go back to purpose. What's the purpose of it? Why do you make a video of Will Smith eating spaghetti? What's that for? Okay, if it's about fake news, then I think the challenge is, how do people identify whether or not it's fake nowadays? And in terms of them or AI being a threat to graphic artists and videographers, you know, if you actually talk about videos, it's a whole production set. Then I think it would be a battle between programmers versus artists, because programmers are the ones who would generate the AI, and their challenge is, how good can they make the AI look? But the thing is, it's the same challenge for the artists. How good can you make your product look as a photographer, as a videographer? So, it's about adapting. There you go. It's once again about adapting. Kailangan galingan ng artists so that they can, or their product would be better than AI. At the same time, if you're those programmers doing AI, how would you make your product look so much better than the usual artists so that people will consume it? Because at the end of the day, it's something that you would want to sell. So, pagalingan lang talaga yan. It's just interesting that it has turned out to be like that. Ang kalaban ng artists ay yung mga tao na keyboard ang ginagamit. So, instead of those paintbrushes, those pencils, whatever, ngayon, mouse na ang gamit.
I think when it comes to emerging technologies, it applies to all industries na. Instead of focusing on rejecting it and getting threatened by it, why don't you just adapt and change? Because you can always do that and you can always come out better on the other side.
Yes, however, there's still some ethical concerns or considerations that we need to also apply, such as like what Marit said, giving credit to where credit is due.
Yes.
You cannot fully claim something to be your work if it has been generated by, say, an AI or a bot.
I just hope that what AI is doing, especially to students, does not encourage you guys to, you know, relax or at least make your work a little bit lower in quality or at least the effort that you put in. Because yes, it makes our lives easier, but as the development of AI goes along or comes along, then it also means the standard for your product, your projects, your outputs would be higher. Kasi alam ng teachers, ng professors ninyo na meron na kayong tulong ngayon eh.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? So, kailangan, kung mas maganda yung resources natin, mas maganda rin yung naipapakita natin.
Yes, it actually lights a fire in us. Yes. Parang we are more motivated to do more, to give more. Ika nga ng aming school, magis.
Magis.
Do more and give more. That's why I'm really thankful for this fruitful conversation that we got to share with each other, with a veteran and two students struggling to get up there, to get to your level, sir.
Someone who's already there and two people who are trying to get there equals a very fruitful conversation about an ever-changing industry.
Yes.
My mind is boggling right now. You just made me a lot more curious in more aspects. Thank you as well for what you shared. If you ask me, I learned a lot more from you compared to what you learned from me. That's basic from what I said, no? So good luck to the both of you and to the rest of the girls joining us here. I wish you the best. I hope you never give up in your dreams and setting your goals to be high. Challenge yourselves a lot more. Adapt. Ganun naman talaga from whatever industry you are from. You really have to keep on adapting. Kayang-kaya niyo.
Thank you very much, Sir Migs. Your discussions on the impact of AI in media here in the Philippines and undeniable expertise has truly enriched our understanding of this very dynamic and fast-paced landscape. We are truly grateful for your time and knowledge that you shared today with us.
Yes, of course, and to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this exploration of AI's role in reshaping media and communication.
That is all for this episode of On Point, the Guidance podcast arm, where we sit down and talk with experts on issues in and beyond Loyola. Special thanks to our executive producers, Aliyah Tuprio and Angela Villano, as well as our producers, Ryan Suarez, Ana Pineda, Eman Evangelista, and Silas S. Chu. This episode was edited by Jel Braganza.
Our cover art is by Kain Chow, and our theme music is brought to you by Vivid Productions. This has been Jel Braganza
and Marit Samson.
Thank you once again for going On Point with us.